Come on, give it to the Lord. Come on, give it to the Lord this morning. It's a celebration service. Come on, give it to the Lord. We're celebrating the faithfulness of God for over 14 years. Come on. Psalm 22 verse 30. A seed will serve the Lord and it shall be accounted for him for a generation. Come on. Come on, give it to the Lord. Come on, glory. Hallelujah. He's a God of generation, faithful from one generation to another. Hey, come on. Let me see you give it to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Such an exciting time. Great, wonderful privilege that we'll never look down upon to be here by His mercies and by His grace. First of all, I want to say a big thank you to Setman. Thank you so much, Setman. Thank you for the relationship and the fellowship for over all these years. I'm sure you can't forget this. Preclinical school on the way to anatomy. We just finished writing physiology test. So I banged. So you picked me up at that junction. And you said, where was I going to? I said, I was going to anatomy. And there was a song that was playing in your car. Hear my cry, O Lord. I will never forget. In fact, that was one of the things that drew me to him. I said, this is indeed a man that God has sent. And over 21 years, thank you so much. Really, really, really appreciate it. Let me tell you something about Setman. You are beside him and virtue is flowing. Very softly, very, very quietly. But you know what, he's a man. I know he doesn't want me to say this. He's a man that carries a tremendous grace. He's a wonderful, fantastic teacher. He teaches in all of our Bible school. And you know, we look up to him. Thank you so, so much, Setman. And for this great, great, great work you're doing. Indeed, it is surpassing grace. Yes, indeed, it's surpassing grace. It's an absolute manifold grace of God. It can be explained. So please, church, this morning, please, can you help me to celebrate Setman? Hallelujah. Come on, let's celebrate him. Amen. Thank you very much, sir. I love that. Come on, son. I love you, Setman. And also, in absentia this morning, we want to appreciate Pastor Dr. Tokunbo Odubanjo. Please, let's celebrate her. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we love you, ma. Yes. They said, beside a successful man, there must be a faithful woman. We celebrate you in absentia this morning. And we thank God for the grace of God over your life to be able to stay beside him. Also, I want to say a big thank you to all the resident pastors, and also all the welfare team. Such an awesome time we had. Such an awesome time we had. You know, Sundays, you know, you pray. So I slept. So I woke up pretty late, and I started praying. But, you know, it's such once in a while, especially when you go out, to be a blessing, to just learn to actually relax a little bit. Amen. And also, I must not fail to appreciate my dear, beloved, sweetheart, wonderful wife. Thank you for entering this boat. I remember when I proposed to her, I told her that, are you ready to enter this boat and let's evangelize the world together? So I look all around, it doesn't look like it. And that's how faith works. And that's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, The Bible says the path of the righteous man is like a shining light. The vision does not speak initially. It speaks at the end. And that's why you need a lot of tenacity, a lot of strength, to an endurance to actually be able to walk through. And also, I want to say a big thank you to Dexter and Ollie. Thank you very, very much for carrying the hack with us. I know it's not easy, but thank you very, very much. They ensured that I didn't forget anything, but eventually I missed my cufflinks. I forgot it. Because they will pack me and package me. Amen. And they did it wonderfully well. Thank you very, very much. And church, thank you very, very much for the warm, sweet, wonderful reception. What an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. What an atmosphere. Great atmosphere. Great atmosphere. Great atmosphere. And you know, God can never do anything without an atmosphere. Genesis chapter 1, when he was going to create the heaven and the earth, there was an atmosphere of faith. And the Bible says in Mark chapter 4, the Bible says he could not do mighty things because of what? Of their unbelief. So unbelief can create an atmosphere. And also faith also creates a great and tremendous atmosphere. So thank you very, very much. And also, for those who are watching online, we welcome you this morning. Thank you for wherever you're watching from. We love and we appreciate you. And know we are going to be tremendously blessed this morning. And also, happy 14th anniversary. It's not easy to be 14, you know. It's not easy to be 14. It's not easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So let me say to you, church, it's double perfection. Because 7 represents perfection. So it's double. So I believe God has brought you to a season of double. And let me show you Deuteronomy quickly. Deuteronomy chapter number 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. I'll read verse 10 and verse 11. And in quality, suketi palaha. And in quantity. In quality and in quantity. This is what will happen. Deuteronomy chapter number 1 from verse 10 and verse 11. The Lord your God had multiplied you. And behold, you are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. And I'm talking about both quality and quantity. Look at the next verse, and that's verse 11. It said, the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times. I love that. So many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised. Shall we pray? Father, we give you the glory, we give you the praise this morning. Thank you because the entrance of your word giveth light and understanding unto the simple. Thank you because you are the one, O God, that has called us. We didn't call ourselves. You are the one that have done these. It's not by a man's gimmick. It is not by cunningly fable. You have brought us to this time. Thank you for utterance in the Holy Spirit. Thank you for anointing to be able to teach your word accurately and correctly. Thank you, Father, O Lord. O God, for you make my mouth, you fill my mouth this morning. O God, as I speak as your oracle, not an orator. O God, not only that, Father, that your name may be glorified. Not only that, I'll be able to minister, especially in the area of my office, even as you have accorded me grace. Thank you, Divine Father. Oh, we give you the glory, we give you the praise. Thank you for angelic manifestations. Thank you for the manifestations of the Spirit that is strong and tangible. Thank you, Father, O Lord, for healing. Address issues, oh God, by statement. Oh God, address issues by your word this morning. And we will look back to ourselves after today and we will say we'll never remain the same. You have not made us ministers after the word, but after the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit give life. Thank you, Divine Father. We give you the glory and we give you the praise. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by God's grace, I'm going to start or build a little bit on what Pastor Ayo taught yesterday. And please, I want you to catch this. And I knew, and I have a witness when I came in, when they started talking about marriage. I want you to first of all understand this. And clearly in your mind, that marriage is good. Not only that, marriage also is sweet. Number three, not only that, marriage is wonderful. And I'm going to cite an example, irrespective of what you have seen, you have experienced, or probably in which you see on social media, or also on the movie. I'm going to get there this morning. I want you to know that marriage is sweet. I want you to look at this. Genesis chapter 2. Before the fall of man, there was a marriage. Before the fall, there was a marriage. Adam and Eve. You can imagine how beautiful and how sweet that marriage was. You can imagine the foundation in which was built on. Oh, what a lovely, what a wonderful, what a fantastic. That even though God comes in the night, middle of the night, to fellowship with both of them, Adam and Eve. And also, it was such a great, 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 great time. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, Satan understands and realized that. So he came in and actually sowed a seed. When he sowed the seed, everything fell apart. So there was a marriage before, and also a marriage after. Are we together? But listen, ladies and gentlemen, when we got born again, there's a reset. And that reset brings us back to how marriage is actually meant to be. Oh, did you get that? Did you get that? That is how it's meant to be. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, irrespective of what you hear, irrespective of what you see, marriage is still God's idea. Listen to this and listen to this carefully. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 4, verse 9, verse 10, the Bible says, two will always be better than one, for they will have the reward of their labor. Listen to this. Marriage has a multiplier effect. Oh, are we together? Yeah. Marriage has a multiplier effect. When I mean multiplier effect, what do I mean? 1 + 1 = 2. But 5 × 5 = 25. That means that if you actually get the foundation right, you will experience like the part of the righteous man that is shining. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you will be able to see some certain things. That's what the Bible says. One will chase 1,000. Two will chase what? 10,000. Oh, are we together? And listen, ladies and gentlemen, when we understand that, then you will see and your mindset about the value and at the same time, what is in marriage that God has put in marriage is tremendous. I believe when we get to heaven, listen, ladies and gentlemen, when we get to heaven, we'll be so surprised because there's going to be marriage of the supper of the Lamb. Not even only that. Look at the relationship that Jesus has with the church. Is the bridegroom. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bride. And also we have event planners. Who are the event planners? The pastors. Are we together? Sometimes I believe and I trust God that when Jesus comes back, that the event planners will not have changed the configuration of the bride before he comes. Oh, did you get that? Did you get that? Why? Because we have changed the bride that even though when the bridegroom comes, he says, this is my bride. Oh, are you here? I'm sorry, apology. I love it when we put all this. But you know, sometimes they put all the pancakes that you cannot even imagine who the person is. So the fivefold are like event planners. And they have changed the configuration. Some, I didn't say all. And in the name of Jesus, when he comes, the marriage will be sweet. Are we together? That's why you will see the church is actually looked at as marriage with him. And also, the family also is looked at like that. So listen to this. Let me move on a little bit when it comes to the foundation. We had so much about foundation yesterday. Fantastic. Great. But listen, ladies and gentlemen. The foundation for a godly home. Listen to this, especially also those who are not married yet. Starts by you getting it right. Are we together? Because I know we have a lot of people, we have different categories. Those who are married, those who are not yet married, those who are still seeking, those who are still searching, and those who are still trying to let's date. Amen. That was how I found my wife. She was in the choir, so I said, You know what I'm talking about? So they were lived. I was praying, so I opened my eyes. Oh, are we together? So, and the truth of the matter is this, is that when you get it right in marriage, especially who to marry, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you are complete. If you miss it, it takes God. I don't want to say one is finished. That's why when you get married, or you actually what? Find who to marry, especially when you are in Christ. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great, tremendous what? Asset. So, it starts by that. In fact, the devil does something these days. He actually misdirects a man to marry somebody that's wrong. If God wants to bless a man, he sends a man into his life. If Satan wants to destroy a man, he sends somebody into his life. Isn't it? The same, just the same. And that's why a lot of what? Cautionary notes needs to be sounded. Not only that. Also, you need to also follow your what? Your inner witness. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Let me move on. So please get this right. It starts by you getting it right in marriage. Start by getting who to marry. The right person. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, it can be done. You can get it. You can actually get it. Genesis chapter 18, verse 17. The Bible says, if you read verse 16, verse 15, you will see God was talking about Abraham. He was talking to him as somebody that knows him. So listen, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, young people, men looking for who to marry, first of all, make sure you know God first. In knowing God, developing yourself spiritually will actually make you to make right decisions. Are we together? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how our parents did it, but you know what? They still trusted something, and they were able to. In those days, less of divorce, but now it has gone rampant. You will never see the mama say, I'm leaving my husband's house. Or the father said, I'm leaving. No, in fact, till death do them apart. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I always like to take studies. And I took a study and I discovered that those who their marriages lasted for 40 years, 45, and then their 90s. Then I said, there must be a secret that they know. I'm sure you've heard about Gowan. We don't know Gowan, right? Do you know Gowan is still married up to now? In fact, Pastor Paul Adefarasi was his page boy. And the Baba is around, I think, over 90-something. I mean, over 80-something. And I look at both of them. So there must be something that they got right. Pastor, were there conflicts? I'm going to talk about that. Were there misunderstandings along the line? Yes. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you understand and you build on the right foundation, no matter the storm, when or how it comes, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you will pull through. That's why I always say, a born-again Christian should marry a born-again Christian. A Jehovah's Witness should marry a Jehovah's Witness. And you know, people that cover their heads, I'm not saying it's bad. You better marry somebody that, or else, you know what will happen? That is even enough to cause conflict. Oh, are we together? Because I'm going to look at some of the things that actually what causes conflicts in marriage. Most of us here are married. And you know what? We look at, we put that reason. But there's a way it can work. Marriage works. And it's still working. And you continue to walk, irrespective of whatever in which you see. Are we together? I love what Seth Man said yesterday. He said this morning, he said, keep saying good things about it. Keep saying good things. It's like, hey, whatever you say, good thing. Listen, I had a man that planted two seeds of beans. So we look at this one in the morning, you will not grow, you will not grow, you will not grow. So he comes to this and said, you will grow, you will grow, you will grow. After 21 days, this started growing and this died. That shows the power of the words that we speak. Are we together? Let me move ahead quickly this morning, because there's so many things in which I want to say in the next few minutes. And I want you to be able to what? To catch it. And that's why also, for those of us also who are married, listen to this. There's also a wrong mindset that you can adapt that might be the foundation, wrong foundation you are building on that may be affecting your marriage. Are we together? Now, listen to this. Marriage is a covenant relationship between two people. Are we together? Now, listen to this. One, two, three. Number one, marriage is a covenant relationship between two hard workers that are ready to work upon their marriage. If one is not able to work, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the other thing will not work. So it involves two people, two hard working people. Look at how much you work hard at the place of your work. If you can commit and dedicate that type of hard work also, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you work hard and they are promoting you, you can imagine working hard on your marriage or your relationship, you can imagine the multiplier effect. Oh, are we together? Number two, marriage also is a covenant relationship between two people who are actually forgivers. Hey, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I will step on your toes, you will step on my toes. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is a law. It is called the law of forgiveness. So it involves two people who are actually what? Forgivers. Listen. Our strength attracts us, but we come home to live with our differences. And let me tell you, when we come home and say, it's like this, there's a tendency in which there will always be conflict. Let me tell you, marriage is also a product of two people that are not perfect. So trying to look at your wife as is, you have to be perfect. And trying to look as you have to be perfect. Wani ko sibiti ati ke kadi yale. Never compare your marriage with somebody else's own. Because he bought a car for his wife. Oh, lot of joy. Hey, tira car for me. In ordinary pencil. Era for me. Am I making sense? Stop comparing yourself. So two people who are not what? Perfect. Let me tell you. If you say you are perfect, even if you marry Jesus, there will be complaint. You will complain. You will say Jesus is praying too much. I say, are we not going to go to the beach? Are we not going to do this? And Jesus will say, you know what? The fruit of the Spirit is what you are living with. So it's very, very important, very, very crucial. We need to understand that. So two people who are actually ready to work, work hard, till the ground, make it to work. The people who are 40, 41, 45 in marriage, do you think there were no things that wanted to separate them? Well, listen, I'm going to tell you a secret as I go on. But you know what? They sat at it. Oh, till death do us apart. Let me move ahead quickly because there's so much that I want to say this morning by the Spirit. Let me go ahead. Apart from that, let me tell you some wrong mentality, foundation, or notion about marriage that you should not have. Especially a man and a woman who are in a covenant relationship with one another. So, one, marriage is not one. A teacher and a student relationship. This relationship is being characterized by order. Remember how you, by order and what? Fear. When you see your teacher in school, I remember when we see Professor Chukwubi in those days, we say, hey, prof is coming, there's a fear. Maybe he will pass me or he will not pass me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you have that mindset, that, as the man, I am the teacher. My wife is what? Is the student. There will always and continually be what? Conflict and problem. In fact, you can never what? Solve it. So it's a foundation in which you might not have a mindset. Because many marriages are built on a wrong mindset. Many relationships are built on a wrong mindset. Am I communicating this morning? So, marriage should never be a teacher and a student relationship. Number two, Marriage also should also never be a king and a subject relationship. When you see a king can have how many? Five wives or six wives. And you know what? Believers bring that into the body. They bring it into the church. And they say, nonsense. It's a wrong mindset. Are we together? That's why when you see a king has five or six wives. Seven, eight wives. And they are comfortable. No, it is not like that. If you have that mentality, there will always be what? Am I communicating? Number three. Let me tell you another mindset that marriage is not. Marriage is like the meals and bones, Nollywood, Bollywood, Churchywood, all the woods that we watch. And that's why that type of marriage is characterized by infidelity. Listen, all those marriages that you are seeing, that they are being scripted on Hollywood, Bollywood, many of them are not, many of them are divorced, so I hope you know. So it's a script written by someone. And that's where we imbibe it. Where the wife slaps the husband. Where the husband cheats on the wife. And the wife cheats on the husband. And they feel nothing is wrong. Am I communicating? When you have that wrong mindset. Oh, one day when I get married, we will go to Harley's in Wonderland. And this and that. It was scripted. And listen, it was scripted from the heart that is not regenerated. But when we follow the standard and the pattern, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you will see the way marriage works effortlessly. Are we together? Is that number three? Yes. Number four. The wrong mindset in which marriage should never be. Marriage should never be as the speaker and the cabinet. It's only one person that have the say. The other person does not have say. Am I communicating? In those days, they will say, this is what we are doing. Many times, I will have run into a lot of ditches. You know what? My wife will put me back like this. If I shut out, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I will have gotten my hands burned many times. So it's not like I'm the speaker here, the only speaker. The final is, nay, yay. Am I making sense? Nay, yay. Because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, God can also speak also to your wife. Oh, are we together? If God can speak to a donkey, God can also speak to a what? A woman. God can speak to a man. In fact, God can speak to the children. Many times we are in traffic and I say, you know, men, the way we are created to always be very adventurous. So I want to take that side and you know, say, Daddy, are you sure? Are you sure? Then I'll consider, I check here. And they may be right. If I said, no, I'm the only one. Nobody talks anyhow. One day when there's a danger, you have shut them up. Am I communicating? How many have I given us? Four. Number five. Marriage should never be as a servant and a master relationship. Are we together? We are joint heirs. When I mean master and servant relationship, that relationship is being characterized by what? By fear also and terror. Listen to this and listen carefully. Listen carefully to this. When it's a master and servant relationship, that's where you see only the master. The master will never buy a property and put the name of the what? Of servants there. You see, over the years, we have been counseling over and over, and you see, the husband just died, and the family came to collect everything from them. Why? Because all the properties were only in his name. So the family came. Am I making sense this way? Are we together? And the man came and everything. In fact, sometimes off to pen, when I'm writing, Tope and Ayo, Abimbola Oluwa. Tope and Ayo, Abimbola Oluwa. You know what? It shows that we are what? We are one. So marriage should never be have that mindset, mentality that it is what? Can I hear you? Master and servant. Omi Wemida. Have you cleaned? Let me tell you. You see, in counseling, you know, in pastoral ministry, you have a lot, you see a lot of counts, a lot of complicated. In fact, you say, oh God, where will we start this from? A man was going to the office one morning and he told his wife, list of the things you need to do before I come back. Number one, all the clothes. Number two, the louvers. Number three, the plates. Number four, my food. So when he came back, true life story, guess what he began to do? Number one, tick, you did that one. Number two, number three. Now let me tell you, one day, the servant will revolt. Isn't it? So those are wrong mindsets that we must never have marriage on. There are foundations that are faulty. And once you begin to build on that, listen, ladies and gentlemen, there has been what? A big issue. The mindset it is, husband loves your wife. Wife what? Submit. That is the what? The pattern. Are we together? Let me tell you, marriage works like that. God put some principles, especially in marriage, to run. Are we together? That if we follow it, things will work. And if there's any problem, you run back to the what? To the manual. Does it make sense? Does it make sense? And in the name of Jesus, I trust God this morning that God will bring healing, especially to any area of our marriage that have issues. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Oh, I said, can I have an amen? Amen. I said, can I have an amen? Amen? And that's where I'm going to end up with. I'm going to end up with 2 Kings chapter number 2. How Elisha got to a city. And the Bible says, he said, this city is pleasant. But what's around it? He said, there is not and barrenness, miscarriage, or things like that. And he said, bring me a cruise. And he added oil and water. Added water and salt. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, and that brought healing into that water. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you need to actually look at what feeds into your marriage. Oh, because whatever feeds into your marriage controls it. If the standard of God's word is what feeds you constantly under the atmosphere of the world, it will surely what? Affect and bring a positive result in our marriages. That's why, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that's why we need to pray for also our children. In fact, since we got married and Dexter was in the womb and Olive, I started decreeing, I said, you will get it right in marriage. I got it right, you will get it right. I got it right, you can imagine, over 16, 17 years. Oh, are we together? And I expect them also to transfer it down, because when you marry right, listen, you are complete. The burden is actually what? Lifted. What a whole person is carrying, designed to be carried by two, it will become easier. Are we together? Let me move on this morning and look at some of what I call problems or differences or things that actually affects marriage. I'll look at 4 or 5. Then I'll move on. Are we together? Are you following me this morning? Are we following me this morning? And please, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Homosexuality is not an option. Lesbianism is not an option. No. In fact, you are missing out a lot. You are missing out a lot. Even as we trust God for God to heal us, or heal us, or heal our mind, heal our heart. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very wrong. The way God designed it, He created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. He created Eve, not Eve and Stephen. Are we together? Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. Oh, I do. I understand. Because it's part of the elements of the last days. Let me move on and look at some of the things that causes issues. Because if you can actually identify this, I'm going to 5. Then I look at how to resolve them. I always heard before people get married in church, We always go through this compulsory course, conflict resolution. There's no conflicts that cannot be resolved. Are we together? Oh, I will tell you. There's no conflict that can be resolved. Even though when it's an impasse, it can still be resolved. But I'm going to get there, and I'll look at some of the techniques, some of the things that we can use from God's word. Okay, so number one, the first thing that causes conflict in marriages or in relationship is number one, what I call our individual differences. We are not made the same. Everybody has their what? Differences. When our differences is well managed, the marriage will work. The marriage will be sweet. In fact, you will say, is it heaven or not? Look at me. I could be very tough. My wife is a little bit gentle. When I discipline tough. But she comes to parliament and says, why? Because of the way in which I was brought up. Listen, I'm a very cool person. My wife is much more of a methodical person. Look at two different people. But our ability to be able to manage that, you know what, has resulted in great and tremendous results. See, when husband and wife are together, there's always progress. In fact, the Holy Spirit can come and walk. He can move. That's why, listen, if you are not married today, or you are single looking for who to marry, make sure you marry someone who knows God. Are we here? Because if he misbehaves, God will speak to him. Also, as a man, marry someone who actually knows God. Because if she misbehaves, God will say, you missed it. You know, sometimes I said, go back and say sorry. What you did there was not good. What you said there was not good. But a man that does not have a relationship with God, will he be able to hear that? In fact, it will take humility and submission. I hope I'm making sense. It will take me to be able to what? To correct some things. So number one, our individual differences. If we are the same, life will be boring. If we are the same, life will be what? Boring. Or walk. Me, walk. When we get home, also on this. I say, relax now. I say, because of my training, 24/7. In fact, I never knew that there's other type to play. My wife taught me how to play. I say, relax it, yeah. And that has helped. Are we together? So individual differences. Learn how to manage your differences. Then you see how things are actually resolved. Are we together? Number two. The second thing that causes a great conflict in marriage is what I call temperament. Yes, we talk about it. Yes, we looked at it. Do you know your husband's temperament? Do you know what your wife's temperament? In fact, understanding those temperaments helps you. Oh, pastor, what are you talking about? When my wife said, you are a claw. Like, I said, eh? I said, I don't know. But one day I sat down and I begin to look at it one by one. And I said, it looks like it. This is it. That's why I behave the way. How many of you know Tim Lae? The reason why you behave the way you behave. I said, why do you do that? I said, that's me. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, as the spirit control man now begin to evolve, the good part of those temperaments, which are what? Which are our weakness before, are turned to strength. Are we together? So instead of the weaknesses that comes with those temperaments, you see the strength. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
I'm a thinker. In the night, I'm counting the ceiling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 1 plus 1 should have to be 1. 2 plus 2 have to be 2. Am I being practical enough? But you know, man, I said, God will do it. I said, we are both fake people. But you know, it's part of my temperament. I understand it. I understand our own. And I know that, oh, when we do it together, it helps us to be able to what? Always look at the big picture. Don't look at the immediate. Number three. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Number three. The top thing also that causes effects and issues in marriage between husband and wife in relationships is money. I know you don't want me to go to that area. It's money. Somebody is conservative. Somebody is what? But listen, ladies and gentlemen, your ability to be able to meet in the middle. We have a couple. They have relocated now. Ah, oh my God. In fact, it may be online because they knew we were not in church. Because they log on from, they've got in the church. So every Sunday, they log in. And I said, boy, listen, you are a reckless spender. But the wife is the lodger. She will manage every money to the. It's not that. And by so doing, they were able to actually do things, solid things. I mean, solid things. So, we taught them, oh, money should not be an issue. Okay, this is our hand. You must not know. This is how you know. You must not know. So why are you sleeping together then? When you are sleeping together, they say, okay, don't touch me. No, don't touch. So there have to be transparency. In fact, I discovered that when you are transparency, when it comes to money, it brings security to the woman. Oh. Am I making sense? It makes the woman secure. In fact, and also the man said, okay, I can provide. Why? Because the way a man is actually built was built to be a provider, to be a protector, and also to be a pathfinder. Oh, are we together?
Yes,
that's how a man is built. And a woman is not built like that. A woman is built to be an helpmate. Okay, kotombe, okay, I will have to eat. Okay, that one is not even okay, I will do the. Am I communicating? Yoruba, you say, for wo, lowo fimo. Can you use only your hand too? Ooh. That's why look at the patterns of God. God do things two by two, a man and a woman. Two hands, two eyes, two lips, two legs, two hands. Are we together? So money, you need to actually get to a point in which you actually learn how to, or else money will be causing problems all the time. And the problem that money causes in the home, so, okay, if you don't give me, I'll look outside. If you don't give me, in fact, that is the time somebody will now give her. And you now say, you will now start feeling like this. You know what I mean? Or that's the way God will now send help out to the man. So money is you. Is another thing that can cause conflict. And your ability to be able to resolve it amicably, talk about it. This is the portion we are saving. This is the portion that goes for this. This portion, and in fact, those guys are doing extremely well. Your wife called me and said, Daddy, ekilo fun o. When you do at his solving thought, Daddy, oko the UK, look at Sharon Bobo and Kosha. So I called him. I said, bro, what do you bere? Daddy, I said, to the plan. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, things were able to go. Am I communicating? Let's look at another thing that causes conflicts. Is what I call sex. Only for the marriage this morning. Am I permissive? Okay. It's sex. Never use sex to punish your husband. Because the need of a man is sex. It's a need for a man. Whereby the need of a woman is not sex. The need of a woman is care, attention. A woman wants to tell you everything that happens in the day. When I was going to the market, I met Sikira. After I met Sikira, I did this. Exactly. And tell you exactly what I was wearing. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen. It shouldn't be a weapon. No. Defrauding not one another. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, be mindful of what is happening now. Amen. Cut your coat according to your size. Amen. I knew we were going to full time. I said, It's a life of journey, faith journey. Meiji new. Meiji. I made 4 dining sets. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I know I was seeing it. So when the first one came, I said, praise God. One more. So when the one came, I said, ah! Atikwe. I said, the Ark of the Covenant has 4 poles. We will carry it, carry it on one hand, you will carry it on one hand, but we will carry the rest on the two hands. So if they say, what about the things in the Ark? I say, that's for another day. Those are for the grandchildren. Oh, are we together? So cut your coat according to what? Your size. How many have I given us? Are we blessed this morning? 4. All right. Number 5. Another thing that causes, which I want you to look very well into, is what I call external factors. See, there are 5 things that can kill a marriage. And I will quickly highlight them. Number 1, I call them assassins. The second ones, I call them terrorists. Oh, are we here? Now, and number 3 is what I call assassins, terrorists, killers, natural killers. Listen, and I will tell you what they do one by one. So when I'm talking about external factors, there are some external factors that, if not well managed, can split the house, can split a marriage. Somebody said this, you have this. Somebody sowed this seed of discord. Let me tell you, when the people knows that you and your wife are not close, it's very easy for them to sow a word. I said, in fact, my wife knows how to cook. I said, it's my own. I've carried her. She has married me. She cannot. The way but she pass in my genome. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, warning also, because one day also, we will also be in-laws. We will also be grandparents. Sometimes, when I hear what in-laws does in splitting the marriage, is not really good. Can I talk? Can I talk? They are good in Jesus' name. You know you choose who you will marry, but you don't choose your in-laws. You don't choose your in-laws. Because if you choose them, you see, what the reason why Jacob and Rebekah never allowed Isaac, or what was it called? Is it Jacob? Okay, Isaac and Rebekah. The reason why they never allowed Jacob to marry from where they are was what the daughters-in-laws did for Isaac and Rebekah. The Bible says they made their life sore. So they said, what we have seen. Go far. Are we together? But listen, ladies and gentlemen, comes a time in which there's a balance in which external factors does not come to split the home. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what assassin does. Your profile is being gotten. The profile of the marriage is being gotten. And they are looking for how to set a trap to kill it. In Jesus' name, may you not experience assassins that will kill your marriage. Are we here? Are we here? And they take the picture. They see that you are good. They know the plan. They know the weaknesses. They know the good part. So they major more on the weaknesses than the good part. Are we together? Also, I call them terrorists. You see, when terrorist attack comes, do they give notice? No. They don't give notice. They just come, happen on. In the name of Jesus, anything that serves as a terrorist on your marriages, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord come and take them away. Amen. Oh, I say, may the Lord come and take them what? Amen. Away. Let me move on quickly because of my time. As I begin to what? Wrap it up and put it together, and we'll pray. We're looking at external factors. Also, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't work on yourself, If you don't renew your mind, Satan will suggest things to you. Oh, are we together? It will tell you what is not true. One thing that characterizes what Satan does is this, is that he's been identified with lies. Somebody said he did this. I said, keep quiet. So I said, he sets lies up. And you know what? He appears as real. Never in your life until you actually got into the truth to believe whatever negative things anybody says about your wife or anything about your what? Your husband. Don't forget, before you married her or before you married him, you remember how good the jolly good jolly was. So why now? And listen, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. That is the sweeter it should be. Are we together? Let me look at, quickly, ways to resolve issues in marriage. Because it's part of what? The foundations. It's part of what? The foundation of building a godly home. Number one is what I call communication. Listen, many times we don't communicate. I read an article and they said a man is deaf, but the woman is what? Blind. In the sense that a man will never talk, but a woman is sees. Oh, did you get what I mean? Now, listen to this. Catch it this way. You will catch it like this. If you don't learn how to communicate, there's no way you can resolve issues. If somebody is constantly keeping quiet, the other person will not know what is the matter or the wrong. We were taught both verbal and non-verbal communication. A touch is a communication to your wife. Even though when it doesn't do well, just still encourage her. You know what? That is actually what passing a great message to her. In fact, many times, even though your husband or your wife made a mistake, you say, best man saying back buboni. See people come saying say no. Now, when you say that, the next time he's afraid to make what? Too many mistakes. In fact, if he wants to take any giant strike, he will not be able to. Why? Because the last time he did it, guess what you did? You use your mouth, your verbal communication to discourage him. I call it a law. Thou shalt not kill. Many of us have killed the good things in our wife that God placed there. Many of us have killed the good things in our husband, the husband gave us, that God put it there. You know why? The man comes today and bought you a rose. Say, rose, you love our journey. Next time when he's coming home, she won't be a rose. Will you? Or the woman wants to surprise you with afang and idikaiko. Say, too much of salt. Next time, she does not know what to do and what not to do. So tell your neighbor, thou shalt not kill. Tell your neighbor, thou shalt not kill. Tell your neighbor, thou shalt not kill. Let me tell you one thing. Oh, you know, I have to appreciate set man especially. For the past 18 years, I don't know how set man knows. He doesn't forget my birthday. He calls every October 27th. I don't know whichever way. But see, birthday, if you ask me when is our wedding anniversary, I can't remember. When is their birthdays? I can't. But I discover that is what they like, my wife likes. When we were cutting, I forgot. Oh my God. Are you blessed this morning?
Yes, sir.
Even though 27, we are writing exams at medical school. So I don't know Christmas. We don't know New Year. That was how we were trained. I'll be set, man. That was how we were trained. So December 5 was a bad day. I didn't see anything. I even forgot. That's the last time, oh.
Oh, Jesus.
October 27. She's always celebrating me. I said, okay, maybe bad days. And okay, maybe it's good, yeah. Maybe it's good. But I've learned to appreciate it. Because you appreciate and you celebrate what you love. So listen, ladies and gentlemen. Learn to communicate. You can communicate with your eyes. You can communicate with the touch. In those days, you know how we communicate. They don't do it anymore now. We buy cards. In fact, I have up to about 100 cards that I sent to my wife. One day, the children have said, "Ah, Daddy, Egbon pa Egbon." I said, "What do you mean? Ah, mo you want town?" Because that was, I can't talk, but you know what? I can write. So sometimes you want to communicate. You will look at it. The medium in which you bring it may actually be harsh. Write it. Some of us are good writers. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
And some of us are we blessed this morning? Yes. Some of us are good writers. If I say, we don't know how to say it. You don't tell a woman she's fat. When you tell her she's fat, you have spoiled her day. That's why in the night, when you say, "Let there be show," you say, "There's no show." You don't tell a man that has lost so much. I say, "We're going to now. We'll cast down. We're going to now." You have killed something in her. In him. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, communication is what? Very, very important. We need to learn. It's a skill that you need to learn. That's where there's communication and language arts. You got to know. In fact, understand the language of your wife. Understand the language of your husband. When he's keeping quiet, knows. Let me pray a prayer for you. May the Lord grant you the grace to actually see into the heart of your husband. May the Lord give you the grace to see into the heart of your wife. Because when you see it, listen, ladies and gentlemen, there will be things that will happen and you say, "How did you get to know?" Let me begin to what? Round up. I'll look at this too, then I'll try to tie it up. Let me tell you one thing, and I'll define it and I'll go. One ingredient that God puts in marriage for marriage to work is love and submission. Love and what? Oh God. What did I say? Love and what? In fact, the word of God says, husband loves your wife. It's a command. And the love is not just only natural, it's agape. I love the dimension in which Paul wrote it to the Colossian church. He said, "Love your wife and do not be what? Bitter." Because listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's a tendency in a man to be bitter. And listen, when you get bitter, what happens is that bitterness defiles you. It's something that defiles the body, defiles also the soul and the mind. You can never discern that woman well. In fact, it will be a war zone. Are we together? And let me tell you, love is an antidote to bitterness. Conflicts will come. You will step on each other's toes. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, let it stop there. Do not allow bitterness to reign and to rule. Are we together? Love your husband. Love your wife. Unconditional. The way Christ loved the church. Let me tell you one characteristic of love. Love is sacrificial. Are we together? Love what? Sacrificial. Women. He said, "Women, submit." I've heard people that say, go submit in it. I said, "Listen, did you first of all submit to God?" The Bible talks about wives, submit to your wife. What is submission? Submission is not a military order. Go. Don't turn back. Let me simply define what submission is, especially for our women and our ladies. Number one, submission is a willing thing. Submission is the ability for a woman to actually willingly obey her husband. Look at, because you can actually what? Willingly disobey. Oh, are we together? You willingly what? Obey. Listen, in so doing, this is what happens. It brings a lot of tremendous influence in your life. What else is submission? Submission for a woman is a woman putting herself under the authority of her husband. You know, I always say this. Marry a man that you respect, submission will be easy.
Yeah.
Are we here? Because naturally, especially with the days and the times in which we are, you are collecting 500,000. The woman is collecting 500,000. So there's no difference. We have seen our weaknesses. We have seen our what? We have seen ourselves. But your ability to be able to see him and to know him, and after that, you can still willingly submit, will go a long way in cementing a relationship. Look at Ephesians chapter 5. The Bible talks about love and submission. He even talks about it with respect to the church and also to Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, our marriages will thrive. In the name of Jesus, our marriages will thrive. Let me give you this and I will pray. Pray this morning. There's a solid, strong healing grace upon Surpassing Grace Assembly. I have seen certain man ministered variously. So the grace flows from the head. Are we together? You can imagine Sigurd seated and things. You don't understand what you're enjoying because it's a strong covering. That's why falling sick is not an issue. Why? The word has been taught and also combined with that grace. Listen to this. And which we're going to do. And also those who may be watching online. In any area of your marriage or your relationship that needs healing this morning, I trust God that healing will flow. You may find it very difficult to forgive your husband. You may find it very difficult to forgive your wife. But listen, you will remember the 14th anniversary of Surpassing Grace Assembly, Lagos. And you will say, God actually wrought a healing in our lives. Follow me. 2 Kings chapter 2. After that, we will pray. 2 Kings chapter number 2. Also note this. Husband, learn to pray for your wife. A man that doesn't pray for his wife has a lot of things to lose. Genesis 25:11, the Bible says, and Isaac prayed for Rebekah, and God heard. 2 Kings chapter number 2. And I'll close with this. The signs will follow them. And I can assure you there's a sign that will follow after this meeting. I can't hear your amen. 2 Kings chapter 2. I'll read verse 19. And after that, we will pray. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 19. And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant. That means it's very lovely. When you look at it outside, you can't discover there is anything. Why? Because there's a lot of packaging. But on the inside, things are what? Exploding. We are the church member. They too, they have relocated. That was the first year, or the second or third year. The man was working at Hertel. I didn't know that the wife has gone to the lawyer to write a divorce paper to serve the man the next month. So he came, she came, spoke with my wife on Saturday. He said, please don't let my husband know. Oh. I said, we build, we don't scatter. I want to bring out something. Please, everybody catch this. You may not need it now, but please put it in your pocket. You will need it one day. What I want to say is very crucial. Listen to this. I want to tell you how communion can heal things. So, they came to church that Sunday morning. They came separately. She has already told us tomorrow, on Monday, at the office, they will drop the paper. And you know, my wife and I are the one that knows what is about to happen. So I said, no, if that can't happen, we will resolve it. We will resolve it. We will resolve it. We will resolve it. It wasn't adultery. It was just a minute of misunderstanding that they cannot handle again. So after the service, we told them, we are coming to your house. He said, Pastor, hope there's no problem. I said, we are coming to your house. So after 3, we finished. So we went to their house at Akubo. When we got there, I said, Pastor and Pastor Miss, please come. Come into our bedroom. So we went. So we sat down. And we were trying to resolve the matter. This. The woman said, Pastor, no. The man said, Pastor, whatever it is, I will accept. I said, no, not under my watch. Not under my watch. So, look at how the gift of the Spirit is in operation. As we were talking, I just saw that demon on the woman. The demon looks like a frog. So I beckon, I said, love, did you see what I saw? I said, there's no frog around. This is a dry place. She said, I saw the same thing. I said, okay, no problem. I said, I know what to do. It was by the discerning of the Spirit. Once, in fact, it was like a flash of a minute. Pish! We can't see it anymore. My wife said, do you have bread and wine in the house? We're going to break the bread. Oh, my God. So immediately after, they brought the bread and the wine. So we broke bread with them. The Bible says as they broke bread with them, their eyes opened. Ah! The woman said, Pastor, Mrs. Okay, I have everything. Today, they are in Texas. All the daughters, they are finished. They are in university. So you can imagine if they have handed it there. They are taking selfie now. But you know, you can imagine if that has happened. So many times, Satan magnified the problem in front of you as if it can never end. Oh, there is always an end. Oh, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Communion does wonders. That was how we were able to rest. They are over 10 years now. So you can imagine. So the man would have gone, the woman would have gone. No! It is workable. That's why marriage is a combination of two hard workers. So Elin came, and that was it. Look at this, and I close. Oh, shakatusta baha. Me pradoshta shakata labaha. Le tekatusta haha. Ke kitakuta si teketit. Me super alabaha. The answer will come. And it has been in what you have been hearing. All you need to do, see the Spirit of the Lord, is to make a little adjustment, a little realignment, and you will see how it will work perfectly. See how the Spirit of the Lord. Oh my gosh, this akata. Hey, come. Can we pray on the Spirit a little bit? Can I just shakati paralaba? Lepradosh to sakati atala. Shaparala kabarala. Shakatus to saberele petisis. Sakati peraleketis de perelede, meleketis de severele hitakata, la paralacus de sekitis de keberala,
Melekipra lokotu sista vediketa. Sakoprodo kotisiste ketutu kelekita. Ziketu sufera lekotusta. Leparalokostusa veketusta shapaha. Endolo paralokoste ketutu seketi. Sakutia kepralundu siste kediti. Shaparalokostu seketustu shaparalaha. Leketustu superaliketustu superalihita. Sakatustu superalitustu superalitusta. Shakatuti katimbra la bahata, kitanender la bahata, leketus to supralando sister katitilaha, lekitu venen kepralinus sister ketite, sikanumbra locusti sakinunkiata, intonti atinkitianta, melucombra lotus sister kintranohata, lento pralonus di canun sustantuntate, zankuntu sunta kintalabara la balaha, o superalelica de sister. I see the hand of the Lord hovering over this. Osteken tikatinta malahata. Era loboro loboro. You see, you gotta release. You gotta receive this morning. Shama malambera lobahata. Enta ke talente. Sutene kumpra lahata. Alate santia. Kalo standala mahata melekumbra lalosti shambala lahata le eladeno kosta manto parala kunda baralahata. Come on, release the hearts this morning. Sakumbara, release the hearts this morning. Lemproski ken nanto lante zatusta nemalahate entakoste niante halate. Sumte marala marala bahata. Ina rana mandela dosta nambala la bala. Hey, hey, erala barala gosta. Andara lo boste nane 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 nare lades. Iyada come on. Emra dosta nambala la bahata.
My God, let me tell you what I saw. Am I gonna pray? 3 more minutes. Oh, Stabala. The dying to the supernatural is by praying in the spirit. You see, some things are actually done naturally, but there are some things that are done supernaturally. And that's why we're trying to get into the supernatural. You know, there are some things that you try to work to get results, but you know what? You couldn't get it naturally. You have spoken to people, you have counseled you, but you still remember the same. This is what will happen. Supernaturally, you will just discover that it just goes. Hey, Shatu Kabara. Let me tell you. You see, when I ministered in diverse kind of tongues, the interpretation just showed forth. You know what? I saw 2 people here. I saw. You know what I saw? It was like a blanket was actually what? Put on them. And you know, I have the part of the Spirit upon them. You understand? You know, that is comfort. You understand? I say, okay, whatever it is, you are comforted. Whatever it is, you are comforted. Whatever it is, you are comforted. Listen, there are some, there are some deep-rooted hurts. You know what I mean? Deep-rooted hurts. They are deep-rooted hurts. That, listen, ladies and gentlemen, that even though the psychologist can get there, it takes the Spirit of the Lord that searches all things to actually get it. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, can we pray in the Spirit? Can you get me something for you? God bless you. Lendo sister, are you here? Shando la kenosta ma paralata. Lepara no costo sombara lo costa man perala. Sandala perale canosta perala dusta. Lempra lo costa. Ha ha ha. Embra lo costa merale combra lo costa gatiata. Ela rala mosta la beralo. Oh, shambrali kempria kita cola. Membra lo costa membra lo consta kendiata. Sarala barala barala gata. Ha! Come on, pray in the Spirit. 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 The river is here this morning. Lance to paralahapra lobosa.
I sense the anointing of God over this auditorium this morning. I sense the grace of God in this place this morning. Listen to this. There's someone here this morning. Three guys have come to you. And you know what? At the end of the day, the Jew tell you. And he said they were not doing anymore. And you started thinking in your mind, is this what will keep going on? It's like you are in between two notions this morning. Then if the next one does not work, then how can this one also work? Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. And write it and mark it. I'm the one that restores. And I'm the one that gives the best. Oh, the favor that comes upon Esther, that made Esther to be found, that grace is coming on you. Oh, steketi paralabahat. E karalabasusta balalabahat. E telegedos. Ah. E kradosta balahata. Limpralabahata. In fact, you started thinking. Oh my God. Why is it that it's always towards the end of it? That's where things get scattered. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit that caused that to happen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands, everyone. Thank you, Father Lord. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for the move of your spirit. Thank you for your hand upon these people. Lord, by this time next year, Lord, in the name of Jesus, it will be an harvest of testimonies. Thank you because family thrives. Thank you because relationship thrives. I rebuke Satan in your home. I rebuke the power of generational spirit and territorial spirit over your marriages and over your homes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Oh my God. Shatakata.